Welcome to A Bit of Insight with Lisa Mosby, your weekly dose of health, wealth, and everything else.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of A Bit of Insight with Lisa Mosby. I am your guest. I'm your host. And today's guest is Stephanie Siddiqui. She is a true multipreneur whose career spans information technologies, human services, entrepreneurship, music, and community leadership. You know, Stephanie founded her company, Touching Worlds LLC, where she teaches Tai Chi and balanced living practices. In addition to that, a decade ago, she launched a nonprofit called See Others Foundation, which has sponsored 27 individuals and continues to provide resources, connections, and hope for folks. Her gift for community extends beyond service. She also organizes group singing events, which I can't wait to tell you about. And she brings people together through joyful harmony. And this, I get goosebumps when I say this. And I'm excited that you get to hear her story and listen to her today. You know, as a songwriter and recording artist, Stephanie has released the album See Others Glow and has another album on the way. We're going to talk about how you can get your hands on that. She also is supported by a state-funded grant. So if you're looking for places where you can support the arts, that might be an option for you as well. You know, her journey shows us what it means to integrate business, creativity, and service into a life that she truly loves. So today's episode, Touching Worlds and Seeing Others with Stephanie Siddiqui. Get ready, grab your seats, grab your coffee. Let's go. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to meet you.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I said multipreneur because you have your hands in a lot of different things, but you were primarily in, you know, human services. I know that's where your education is in. And then you were also in IT or technology. So how do you shift from that side of the brain over to this creative side of the brain? How do you tie these things together? Because I think my audience, you know, they're multipreneurs, as am I a multipreneur. We have all these fascinations and interests. How do you see that these all fit together in your world?
Yeah. So originally, I always wanted to be a therapist. You know, at a young age, I got my bachelor's at 19. I got my master's in 21 in counseling. But then I would see my husband making a lot more money, you know, in computer science. And I was like, you know, you don't get paid much and I have a lot of debt. So out of money, I went into computer science. I didn't know anything about computers. I never even used a computer for my degrees because it was back then it was electronic typewriters, right? Almost 30 years ago. But I just was like, if he can do it, I can do it. So that's how I got into computers. And it was more software system administration, kind of back now it's kind of like cybersecurity, what I did for IBM, and I worked, 20 years ago. So that's how I got into the IT field. And I did it, but it was always my passion doing like writing and, spirituality and just general things. Those have always been my passion. So went back to that passion after a while and started a business teaching Tai Chi and Qigong, that's Touching Worlds. And then started a nonprofit. So my husband and I did sponsor 27 people through his family. And a lot of people came to me asking, how did you do it? How your families are doing so well? How, you know, what do you know? And I'm blessed to have people in the field of social work that I know and that have resources that know. And it's my knack too, to know those things and remember those things. So at first, that nonprofit started to share information and bring community together from diverse backgrounds. I'm pretty good at bringing people from different backgrounds together. And my minors were intercultural communications and human relations in college. So that's always been my love. You know, that's how I got my degree at 21, a master's, because I just loved it. I thrived in it. So I'm really blessed to kind of go back to that love that I have. I mean, I don't mind IT. It's wonderful. I can get the work done. But yeah, my passion lies with working with people and teaching. I love teaching. I love inspiring and helping people do things that they've never done before. So 3 years ago, I applied for a grant. And this is the first album I got handy, See Others Glow. And it was a state-funded grant. And so I had never applied for grants before and took a chance. And I knew I might get it because I applied for it on 11/11 at 11 a.m. I submitted it, which I don't know. When I see a lot of numbers that, repeat, I feel goosebumps usually. And I'm like, that's creepy. I didn't even plan that. It just worked out that way. And I did get it. I was so surprised. It was like my first grant to ever apply for, and I got it. It was a smaller grant the first time. I actually didn't pay myself at all for it. All the money went to pay, the different people to get it organized, recorded and stuff. And then applied for it again, got a little bit more money, able to pay myself a small amount now. And this is my third year. So excited to produce a third album. And
Beautiful.
it's
That's a lot
basically
to unpack.
different.
It's a lot of different pieces to unpack. So, transitioning from the technology field into Tai Chi, those are different parts of the brain. Can you speak to how that helped to create balance in your world? We do what we do to make money, but yet there's this creative side in all of us that I feel pours into our wellness. It's part of how we become healthy, well human beings. We have to balance out the stress of the job and the making money to finding that peace and calm within our nervous system. So I think it's a beautiful match. Tech and Tai Chi seems like it's a beautiful match. Can you speak to that, your experience with it?
Yes. What I did Tai Chi, I remember in 2002, and I thought it was too slow. I couldn't get it. I was like, this is boring. I need you gotta work, you gotta stretch, but it was probably the opposite. That's what I needed. I should have done that a long time ago because you need to relax the nervous system, but when you're young and you got small kids, you're just in go, 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 go mode. Same when you're working in the IT field. Tai Chi is super relaxing and beneficial. What brought me to Tai Chi was my health issues. My health, I was struggling and I got a lot of migraines. I just couldn't keep looking at the IT screen for 60 hours a week. So I wasn't able to do IT anymore. So I feel like my body, you got to listen to the universe. So that's what I try to do. I try to trust my intuition. I try to trust my body. My body's telling me something and I got to listen to it. So I unfortunately couldn't work for IT anymore. The light glare just was getting too much for me. So I never thought I would do Tai Chi. I started in 2012 on a regular basis. And then after 4 years of doing it, I just felt this itch to teach. I was the best thing ever. I was so scared and nervous. It's been wonderful. I've been teaching weekly now for over 9 years, and I look forward to it. And if you have a migraine, it helps me get out of a migraine just doing it and teaching. So I highly recommend it to anyone to way to relax. I know some people feel like it's not for them, and it isn't for everybody. Stretching is wonderful too. I'm hypermobile, so yoga is, a little bit of yoga is okay, but a whole class is not good for me. So Tai Chi's been the perfect recipe for me, for my health and my body, and I love sharing it with others.
Don't wait too long. If you are in a job that is stressful, that you are finding it's taxing your wellness, maybe you have aches and pains that you didn't have before, or you're getting headaches. Our body is always giving us clues. There's signs and symptoms that are showing up. And when we can, tap into an awareness around what's happening in the body, there are places where we could go, whether it's yoga, Tai Chi, meditation. You had mentioned before we started that you're having a private singing bowl session with someone. I know this is a little off topic, but because you mentioned it, I want to bring it up here. Can you share with folks what is singing bowl and what kind of experience do you Can you expect from that time with a one in a one-to-one session?
Yeah, so I don't offer it, but a person for my birthday was recently, it was the big milestone birthday. She offered to come to my house, and I did a retreat actually to kick off for the album, and she presented. So I got to experience 15 minutes of her crystal ball, and it was, yeah, very soothing. Wow, you really feel the ripples in your body. It's I'm sure very relaxing. So this will be my first time doing like a real crystal ball like session. Other than that demo that I had experienced at the retreat, which was last summer, which is you can watch the video online, so you can watch her doing it as well. So it's really fun. It's worth it. Yeah, you feel the energy. I know that's why I love playing guitar. I can feel it in my body, even strumming by my belly, you can just feel that movement, and that just
Vibration.
helps. Yeah, and that helps with blockages, and that's why I love Tai Chi and Qigong. It's very subtle, it's very slow. At first, like I said, I didn't like it at all. I thought it was boring. But when you soften and you relax, then you can feel the power and the magnitude, the magnitude of it. And it's like floating in water. It's a very, I love that sensation of floating in water. So it's very relaxing.
And
Yeah.
that's another one. Hyperbaric chambers, flotation rooms. There's so many resources available to us. We don't have to stay in that heightened, inflammatory state of mind or body when we have access to all of these things. I have a big birthday coming up here in about a week. Ends with a zero, and I'm not going to tell you the first number, but it's a big one. And I've been looking at different like retreat centers or maybe a spa to go to. I can't decide if I want to go with a friend or if it's something that I want to do with just myself, where you just go find peace, peace in your mind, peace in your body, peace in kind of in the world. There's so much noise all the time. And so we need to quiet that noise so we can hear ourselves, depending on what your faith is, maybe hear the Holy Spirit within you, or hear what it is that you need, what your body needs, and what you need to be doing in the world. Singing bowl, I call it singing bowl. So I want to tie that to your group singing events, bringing people together in such a unique way. Why do you think music is such a powerful connector?
I think after a while, when you're doing community singing, which is paperless singing, for people who don't know what community singing is, you don't have to read notes, we don't rehearse, there's no auditions, anybody can sing with us, and you can even just listen. And sometimes it's beautiful harmonies. They actually say in your body that your heartbeats start matching other people when you're singing, because you're breathing in synchronicity. There's that energy, sound vibration exchange. There's a sense of community, maybe you don't even know the person, but you feel like you're a friend. So it releases all those good endorphins in your body. So it is so good for your brain. A lot of times you memorize songs with community singing. Usually they're simple, catchy lines. Sometimes they're more complicated. Sometimes they're delayed, like you start singing the words, then you start singing the words, and then you overlap, or they can be layers. You sing one phrase, you sing another phrase, and we all sing at the same time. There's so many variations, call and response, or just singing together. So it's really fun, and there is a real thing, singing, community singing in the that goes around it. For me, it feels very ancestral, like we're born with this. I think we've done it for years, right since we were humans evolved. We think we've been always singing, but we tend to forget about this simple singing that we do. So yeah, there's a lot of great communities here in the Twin Cities and all over the US, depending on where you're at. So yeah, that's
I
a
think of drumming, we like drumming. Native American communities do drumming, and now it's spread out. When I was in Florida, I went to a massive drumming event on it was in Siesta Key on the beach, and they had thousands of people there, and people would bring their drums and they were drumming, and people were in a big circle, and then folks would go in the middle and they were dancing and bouncing and connecting. And you're right, there was that with the beat of the drum, we were breathing together. We were like this one unified soul connection. And I've never been to a community singing event. Thank you for the invitation. So that will probably be resolved in the next 2 months. I know you have some things coming up. But I can see how we can connect through that. And we do that through genre, like music genres. Like I'm an 80s girl. So when I get together with other people or I go to an event where 80s music is being sung and you're on the dance floor, you can dance by yourself because you all sing the words, you all know it. There's this common connection, heart connection that we have because we grew up in that era and we listen to that music, 50s music. I watch my mom and my dad and my aunt and my uncle, and they go to different events where they have 50s music and they're out there dancing and they're doing the Lindy Hop and they're doing the swing and they all know the music. Music and they're beating together, they're dancing together through that beat. So, what are some things that you've noticed by holding these kinds of events? How do you see things unfold at these events? What happens through that process when people come together and maybe they're fumbling and they're not confident in their voice or they don't think they have the right singing voice. And then all of a sudden they're in the group and they start to sing and then they stick with it. What do you see, from your position observing this? I think it's going to be fascinating to hear about it.
Yeah, definitely. There's some people that come to singing groups that are brand new, some that are tons of experience in choir. So it's all different backgrounds. But I think people just enjoy, some people just listen that are really shy or sing quietly, and there's no spotlight. So you get to hear other people's pitches and stuff like that. And I'm a very average singer, somebody who also struggles with vocal fry. So like I get vocal fatigue, but I love singing, and I'm okay. And I'm not a drop dead, professional singer. And you look at those people, but you don't have to be. You can be an average voice. I call it like a pastoral voice. It can be in a pastoral voice, average, but you're sharing, you're showing, you're holding space. So when I usually do a song circle, I sing a song, do vocal warm-ups. I encourage other people to share a song if they want to as well. So, and that gives great leadership and joy to those people. So they're really excited to do that. And it's really joyful when other people can share in it together. And people usually leave feeling wonderful. It's kind of like yoga or Tai Chi at the end of class. Usually, I love it that there's like a daze on people's, face sometimes that you're just like, they're blissed out. So that's usually how I leave, feeling really good. And it's very, there's in a lot of different themes. There, people have grief circles. Sometimes people have, just general weekly circles or monthly circles. I know with my album, See Others Glow, I take anybody who has an original song, because we don't know copyright issues, something that's original. And some people don't have song circles that are on here, but they just have a song and it's catchy, it's easy to sing, and everybody can sing along with it. So we do two recording sessions of 4 hours, seven songs. It's pretty intense that we do the recording. So I usually do a kickoff retreat with an open mic to get people interested. And then, I do hold some practice song circles for people. But I have a lot of people who've never recorded before, never led a song before. And I have heavy hitters that have led, that are professional musicians on here as well. So it's, I love the gamut that between the two. So that's really wonderful.
Two things I want to unpack. Tell us why it's called See Others Foundation. You had shared that story with me, and I'd love to share that with the audience. And then we'll get into there's a new album coming out too. So first, let's start with where did See Others Foundation come from? There's a great story behind it.
Yes, so I actually was in Alaska and seeing sea otters in the nature, and on the ship that you're on, but next to a glacier, and I was like, sea otters, and then I just felt this wonderful feeling over me. There's something special, and I just kept saying that word over and over again, and I was like, oh, sea otters, that's it. And I was like, I don't know what that means. So a lot of times I trust my intuition. I don't know why, but I was like, I had this compel to register that domain name, seeothers.com. It did it .com back then. It's .org. Both work. They mirror each other. So I just registered it in 2012, and that's the same thing what I did with my business name, I Touching Worlds. At first, when I registered it, I wasn't sure, but I thought, then I leaned into that as my business side. But yeah, trusting the world, and it's to see others, is, and I spelled it SEA, so that we can see each other like the ocean, like the sea, that we're connected, like water droplets coming together, and then we also create that mirror effect, and it's just that connection. And so the album's called See Others Glow. I keep the name every year the same, just now I'm calling it a different year. But See Others Glow, because when you sing and you share your heart or song, we're glowing, and the sea does glow too. So I love that metaphor of the two, see others glow and see, yeah, and see others glow too. They're just cute, yeah.
So there's another album coming, right?
Yes, yeah. So we're recording end of October. This is a little bit of flyer if you look over to the website. So this weekend I'm gonna have a practice song circle. I have a few people that say, I have a song, but I don't know if it's gonna sound good, so can we practice? So we're gonna do a few of those sessions, and then we're gonna record end of October, early November, And then that gives me the winter to, get everything organized, make the videos, and get it polished, and then we release the album usually in February time frame, and then we do a concert in early April to showcase the people who sang their songs, and then lead it in front of other people. So you can see the past recordings on YouTube channel, see others, or go to the website, and you can download the album for free on Bandcamp. You can, you can make a donation as well. It's not about making money. It's about sharing the foundation. I think, and like I said, the See Others Foundation, I don't know why I added the word foundation, when I registered it in 2014, but I just felt compelled, even though I don't have a surplus of money to give. So, but I know 10 years later, what that foundation, that word was why I put it there is, it's the foundation of music, because I get to have 3 years now. And I'm praying for a fourth. I'll keep applying for the grants. They're state funded, so that makes it all possible. But a foundation of music that people can listen to for free, and it's on Spotify, all those streaming channels that you can listen to for free. And there's some amazing songs on there.
Wonderful. I love it. I'm so excited to join. I can't. I had a conversation this week with somebody who said we were talking about church singing, worship singing. And why is it that our voices sound different? And I said, because when you're in church singing, you're not singing, you're worshiping. It's a different energy. And you said pastor voice or pastoral voice. I heard you say that earlier. And that resonated with me through this other conversation that I was having, that we all have a voice. And it's not about your singing voice. It's about tapping into the passions within us, the joy within us, opening our mouths and letting that voice come out. There's different, I think it's primarily like Christian events where they're called joyful noise. And it's that ability to come together and harmonize. And it's noise, but yet it's music. And it resonates, it creates that vibrational force within each and every one of us that are singing together. And it makes something so incredibly beautiful. And I love how you've harnessed this and brought community together. Tell us, what's the next step? I know, you've got this album coming up. You're hoping that there's another one next year. What other things are you doing with this leadership that you've been blessed with within your community? How else are you using this?
Yes, I'm very grateful to bring community together, doing outreach and the retreats. As my business with Touching Worlds, I try to speak at, there's a women's spirituality conference coming up. So I try to do that with the Touching Worlds, but with the nonprofit, just try to share it with the world. And the same with the mindfulness with the Touching Worlds. I do offer, I was going to mention that earlier, I do have a free Zoom class on Mondays at 6:30 Central Time, so 5:30 Eastern or Pacific, or 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific time, if you want to join. And we do a little bit of everything. I call it the feeling visible, or the art of feeling visible. And it's a way to tap into that knowing of yourself. Because I know for me, when I was in the corporate world, I couldn't listen to my body, what my body was saying. I couldn't slow down, right? You can't put the brakes on. So learning to check in with your body. So we do a little bit of everything in that class. I do a little discussion, which I don't record that part, so that's private. And then after that, then I record it. We do a little reading. I do a song, so I'll teach a community singing song. And then we do about 10 minutes or 15 minutes of Qigong or Tai Chi. And then we do meditation and lymphatic self-massage. So it's a nice little bit of everything. And we do a little chanting too, right after the lymphatic massage. Doing chanting, it's really fun. It's something special. To do it before, it's different, but to do it after, it's more powerful. So we do the two together. So it's really fun. And you can watch the past recordings. I've recorded 25 of them. I've done it before in the past, but I just never recorded them. So that's recorded, 25 of them. And I type out all the details afterwards. So if you want to geek out, you can look at the details.
Totally geeking out about it.
No,
One
but
more
I'm
time, where
actually,
do
yeah.
folks find you? Website, YouTube channel. Tell us all the places one more time for those that are listening.
Yeah, so for the Touching Worlds business, Touching Worlds Together is the YouTube channel. Touchingworlds.com is the website. Email is touchingworlds@gmail.com. You can also reach me through the seeothers.org.com. Seeothersglow.org is the album. And then you can go to the YouTube channel, See Others. And yeah, I would love for you to pass. I mean, like for me, what you could benefit, tell other people about the album so you can listen to it on Spotify. You can download it for free on Bandcamp. There's two albums right now. And to share good things with each other, inspire each other, and love to connect with you any way to help you and succeed and grow.
Beautiful. Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing your story. You know, from technology to Tai Chi, from community service to songwriting, you show us what it means to live a life of integration. Many of us are multipreneurs. I know I'm a multipreneur, and I'm trying to figure out how I can tie all of those things that I love together and still continue to serve the world and pay my bills, because ultimately we have to make money. We need to survive in this world, and we need to support each other. So if you can be of support to Stephanie and the mission that she's on, bringing people together with music, feel free to reach out to her. I think it'd be a wonderful gift, a wonderful place to connect your community. And maybe you can invite her to your community or invite her to one of your circles, and let her host a singing event with your folks. Every gift, every passion, it finds a place in the world, and I hope you find a place for your gift. In the meantime, come on back. We'll have another amazing guest next week. We're going to be talking about grief later this month, and we'd love to shed some light on that. If you've lost someone, lost a loved one, or if you're just challenged with some grief, if you can't sing, come on and get some other resources. Thanks everybody for being with me. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks for joining me on A Bit of Insight. To get more involved with our wellness community, grab a copy of my book, Live Well, Travel Far. Or to explore our travel offerings, visit the website at insightcenterforwellness.com. And if today's episode gave you something to think about, leave a review and please share it with a friend. This is Lisa Mosby reminding you to live well, travel far, and always follow your insight.